My name is Florian Haase. I'm the host of the series, and I invite you to take a closer look at our firm. I will be talking to great colleagues from all over the world. More than 5,000 employees, more than 100 offices in roughly 50 countries. These figures are important because they define our strength and global coverage. But after all, they are only figures. The aim of this series, however, is to introduce you to the people behind the services we offer, and the people that are united in achieving the best results for our clients. And with me today is the highly esteemed colleague from our Madrid office in Spain, Ignacio Del Val. Welcome, Ignacio.
Thank you. Welcome. Also, Florian, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Same for me, Ignacio. And to start off, tell me what's that you are doing at Rödl & Partner.
I am in Rödl & Partner since the very beginning of Rödl & Partner in Spain. I think it was last century already, in 1999. I came from Deloitte and I started here in the tax department with all the Spanish, German and international tax issues. And I'm still doing the same. As some friends of mine tell me, I'm more depreciated than the furniture here.
I hope you're not depreciated then in the balance sheet.
Completely depreciated.
Okay, yeah, completely written off.
Yeah. Exactly. Written off, exactly.
I think our listeners will be particularly interested in learning how we have structured our business and our services in Spain. So maybe we can talk about this first a little. So how many offices do we have in Spain? How many colleagues? What kind of services do we offer in general? And then maybe with a special focus on taxation.
We have an office in Madrid, we have an office in Barcelona, and we're opening an office in Palma de Mallorca, which should sound great for German, because it's the 18th land. We are structured as a typical rural office or country. We have two companies, which is tax and law, and we have a second company, which is for audit. The biggest part belongs to the tax and legal. We are around 90 persons, 84 exactly. And the audit company has 20 persons. And the services we render are the typical Rödl services, which is audit, one part, and then in the legal and tax, we have a real estate department, mercantile, which in Spanish, in English, perhaps better, commercial law department, labor law department, and a litigation department. It's not an independent department, but because it's more an horizontal activity, renewable energy activity, which is also a department, but it's composed by different persons of different departments. It's more an integrated department. In the more specifically in taxes, we have a transfer pricing department, which is getting bigger and bigger because it's a very significant issue now here in Spain. All the tax inspections are focused on the transfer pricing issues. And then we have the typical M&A department in tax, which is more focused on the due diligence, and then international tax planning and the compliance sector, which is also an important one. Now, also, thanks to the great collaboration with Friedrich Bache, Ms. Friedrich Bache, the VAT compliance department is getting bigger and bigger.
I mean, so that's pretty much how we are organized in general, as I understand. So the normal tax declaration work, but also structuring advice in all the areas of tax law. Do we also have some rare specialization in taxes, like in excise taxes, for instance? Or
no, in excise taxes, we are starting with this topic. Mainly, we are focused more in corporate VAT withholding. And now something which is getting bigger and bigger in the last year since COVID, which is a very significant part of our work and mainly from my work now, are wealthy German persons who are coming to Spain in order to change the residence. And it's something which is really new, because normally with individuals, it was not our core business. But these last 2 years, it's getting part of our core business.
And I think I also read in the international newspapers most recently that the Spanish tax authorities are starting to challenge the issue of residence in Spain.
Because now it has been a big issue in Spain, a big theme that because of the high pressure of taxes in Spain, some wealthy persons try to change their residence to Portugal because of their special tax regime for resident non-domicile, and they are trying to challenge it, saying that the tax treaty between Spain and Portugal, it's not applicable due to Article 4 residence, and it's a big issue.
Coming back to our clients, we talked about the service we can offer to them, but do you see any specialization in terms of the business sector our clients operate in, or any regional focus? Is there something you can tell us about that?
We have clients of all the sectors. One in which we are very, very specialized and we are working in this area a long time is the renewable energy sector, which has been in the last year one of the main sectors we are working with. And other sectors, the automotive sector, which in Spain is a very important one. And as mentioned, last years we are also very focused and in issues like the individuals coming here to Spain.
So there may be no specifics in terms of the client base, but there are some peculiarities in Spanish tax law. We discuss that regularly also in our international tax law group, where we meet with our colleagues from all over the world. And I remember, some years ago, German high net worth individuals were advised to put their Spanish holiday homes into Spanish corporations, I think because of Spanish wealth inheritance tax. And then they ran into problems in Germany because obviously they didn't pay any rent for these holiday homes to their own corporation. And that ended up with a deemed profit distribution then in Germany. So that was a major example of a different qualification in both countries, and also what can happen if you don't bias the client from both viewpoints, Spanish and German ones. Can you think of any other peculiarities in Spanish tax law which a foreign investor should know about?
In principle, the peculiarities respect to Germany partnerships, for instance, in Spain, we don't have the difference between a transparent Spanish partnership and a German. But foreign partnerships are, since 2020, is clearly stated by a resolution of the tax authority stating that the foreign transparent entities will be also transparent for Spanish tax purposes, which is a big change in respect to the past. This is one of the peculiarities. Another peculiarity is that we don't have the difference, as in Germany, between Handelsbilanz and Steuerbilanz. In Spain, we just have one bilanz. We are very simple. We just have the Handelsbilanz, and the accounting result will be corrected according to the provisions of the corporate income tax law, but we don't have two different balance sheets. Another issue that I think most of foreign investors don't know, that in Spain, although we are only one country, from a tax point of view, we are five different countries, because each of the Basque provinces, which are three, in the region of Navarra, have their own corporate income tax law, VAT law, personal income tax law, and they've also their own tax authority. So if you want to invest in, which I come from, you don't have to take into account the Spanish tax law. You have to take into account the corporate income tax law, the personal income tax law, the VAT law, the non-resident income tax law, which is applicable in this specific province. So it is something that most of the foreign investors do not know.
We do have the expertise in-house in Spain and in Germany. So, and I think the examples you mentioned make it very clear that if clients do it their own way, they may encounter serious tax problems, which eventually may end up in double taxation as well. So particularly the partnership issue is very obvious, yeah, if the partnership is treated in an intransparent way in Spain. And from a German tax perspective, historically speaking, partnerships are flow through entities, then you need to carefully structure your investment in Spain. And that particularly is true if it goes one step down and you invest further from Spain into South America, as you just mentioned. Towards the end, we'll play a little game. I'll name two terms each, and you have to answer spontaneously which one you prefer, maybe with a short explanation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Corporation or partnership?
Corporation.
Why?
It's much more easy. A partnership, you have to look at the partnership, and you will have to look through and go to the partners. It's more easy.
Next one, I like that, particularly for you. Cigarette or fresh air?
I like more fresh air, although I smoke now very, very little. Not so much as in the past, but I prefer fresh air.
Beer or wine?
Beer.
German beer or Spanish?
No, Spanish beer. Spanish beer. No doubt about it.
Last pair of terms, European Union or OECD?
European Union. As I say, I'm from Bilbao. I'm Bilbao, Spaniard, and European.
Thanks much, Ignacio. Well played. And now the very final question, which is actually the most important one. What makes Rödl & Partner special for you, or very spontaneously in German? Was zeichnet Rödl & Partner für dich besonders aus?
Zwei Sachen. Zuerst die Philosophie, die internationale Philosophie, die Rödl & Partner hat, und auch Sachen wie die Figur von dem Kümmerer. Ich glaube, das ist eine sehr gute Idee, dass ein Mandant nur eine Kontaktperson hat und er kann verschiedene Probleme oder Tätigkeiten in verschiedenen Ländern, aber er hat nur einen Ansprechpartner. Und dann das Zweite und das Wichtigste sind die Kollegen, die bei Rödl & Partner sind. Die Kollegen, die wir bei Rödl & Partner haben, nicht nur in Spanien, auch in Spanien, aber überall. Und die sind sehr fachlich kompetent, aber vor allem, die sind sehr, sehr sympathisch und sehr umgänglich.
Okay, thanks much, Ignacio. So, dear listeners, we have many great colleagues abroad, but most of them are very humble and modest when it comes to their language and also their German knowledge of language. But people like Ignacy, who can say umgänglich, yeah, as a foreign native, so that's really top of the class. Thanks much, Ignacio, not only in language, but also in tax law, of course. And now everyone knows whom to call when it comes to tax advice in Spain. Ignacio Del Val, our senior partner in Madrid, is the person to go to. And that's it for the moment. Thanks very much.
This was Tax Unplugged, the Rödl Tax Podcast, where we take you behind the scenes of our firm. For more information, topic insights, and current events, visit rödl.com. We pave the way worldwide.